Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning to you. Welcome to today's Trading European Open Live Daily Mentorship Room for Wednesday, the 5th of June now. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're keeping well. The whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to... excuse me. Sorry, bear with me. I've got the wrong screen up. So let me just switch that quickly. There we go. That's better. So this is our pre-market trade plan. So this is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Any analysis that's required, we can do it during this session. And what we end up doing, obviously, is just putting together a trade plan, which can keep us kind of focused on, I suppose, what we want to be trading. So we'll do some fundamental analysis. We'll look at sentiment. And also the technical charts as well. And we'll just be able to hopefully put together a little bit of a coherent chart. Now, we did have some interesting news yesterday, news that we were waiting the majority of the day for. And the market response is probably, it's partially what we expected, but not fully. So it became a bit of a problem for us yesterday, actually. Okay, so please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction then, all profitable traders, they need to consider, or they do consider, which markets to trade. So they've got a methodology of deciding, right, well, we're going to focus on these markets today. Then you need to be able to consider, how do you get in and where do you get into these trades, and where do you place your stop losses? How do you manage risk? Trading, trade management is also very important, along with trading psychology. It's a very encompassing environment. There's a lot of education on each of these topics. But do know that we do discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach around these considerations. We're accurate with the levels that we use. They're of purpose, they're of value. They're not sort of randomly generated numbers. We're disciplined with our capital, and like yesterday, we can be patient if it's required. So the need to jump in all the time is not necessarily there with us. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. So let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. So this is yesterday's news event. So we go back to Tuesday, and we were talking about, you know, this is a very significant week for US job numbers. And we were looking at this job openings as, you know, the start of this a week of very important job numbers being released, and that will probably indicate how the Fed might react and what decisions they might make regarding rate cuts. And we were suggesting, if we were getting below sort of the 8.3 million job levels, we'd be lower than previous, and we'd probably get a market reaction off it. And it came in significantly lower. You know, the previous, it's basically 30,000 jobs less than the previous month. So all it is a representation that companies aren't advertising as many jobs now. So they're, you know, probably a bit of consolidation, keep hold of the work staff that they have in most cases. Some companies are looking to offload staff, but broadly speaking, there's still probably close to 1.5 jobs available for every person in the US that wants a job. So there is still plenty of jobs available. But this is a negative number. So we were suggesting that if we got negative number, we'd suggest that it would have more of a positive impact on these markets. And we'll have a look at the price action in just a second. But just want to touch upon a couple of little points for today. Today, we're going to be going into ADP non-farm employment change, so private sector job numbers, and they look like they're coming down as well. Australian, anyone trading the Aussie dollar, be mindful quarter on quarter inflation, GDP, which is growth, is coming in pretty flat. So what we're seeing across most economies is, I suppose, elements of stagflation, which is higher inflation and lower growth. And that seems to be what we're experiencing across the board, despite people like Jerome Powell, Fed chair, suggesting that, you know, don't be silly, stagflation is not a thing. Okay. So we're now going into weaker private sector ADP job numbers, which is interesting. And then tomorrow we're going to get unemployment claims coming in, expected now at 220. So if we get above that 220, that would also be negative. And non-farm payroll numbers. You know, anything around 186 to 200, 210 is all really quite a strong non-farm payroll number, if you look at historically speaking. So are we kind of normalizing? Will this come in close to that, or will it come in significantly lower? I think the one thing that we can probably prepare for with these US job numbers is significant swings in these numbers. They don't seem to be able to forecast these numbers anyway correctly. And we know Goldman Sachs have already made the statement that they expect this non-farm payroll number to come in at 160. And I forget the other big bank. I'm pretty sure it's Bank of America. I might be wrong, which is saying that we get a much lower non-farm payroll number, maybe around 140. It's one of the big banks in the US anyway. But Goldman definitely suggested 160. So there's an air of expectation that it'll actually come in below these levels. So what does that mean? It just basically means that if we have a shift, if we have a loosening jobs market, we've had a pretty tight jobs market for the last 3 years. If it starts to loosen really quite considerably, and this week could be the beginning of that loosening in the jobs market, that's the catalyst for the Fed to start cutting rates. So that and inflation. If inflation comes down at 2%, they'll start cutting rates, or close to 2%. If unemployment starts to rise and we get above 4%, I think 4.2 was the level that the FOMC are watching very carefully. And also, when we look at the Treasury yields, there's a bit of a significant structural failure trade to the downside now. So are we going to get further lowering of bond yields? We're still inverted, of course. That hasn't changed, but we've been rallying all year to date. Just a few days ago, we were up very close to making new highs, and now we've kind of softened. And these job numbers, this is what we would kind of expect. So we'd expect bond yields to roll over to the downside, and we'd expect the indice markets to rally. So what did we get? We got a bit of further choppiness, a distinct lack of clarity. We were looking for a buying opportunity around these lows. And although we have moved higher, it's pretty limited. We're really struggling to break these highs up here. And we know we're running into an awful lot of resistance. So how much appetite is there? There doesn't seem to be a huge amount of appetite, but certainly the market fundamentals are supporting a bit of an upside move in the S&P. NASDAQ, exactly same analysis. Our bias is very much higher. We did get higher yesterday, but very limited. The Dow Jones, you know, we've got these previous daily highs, 2, 3, 4 daily highs, just we're struggling to really break above that. But if we do now get above these levels, across the board, and they start to close above these levels, we will absolutely be looking to see if we can get into these trades. Dow Jones to the upside. So elsewhere, looking at indices, again, we've kind of got this little bearish little channel, and we're kind of up and down over the last few days. So relatively similar channel in the Nikkei as well. And just need to see a little bit more. We're getting a sideways move in the S&P 500. So just need to see a little bit more, but we would have the bias would certainly be to the upside off the back of that news. Now, what we would have also expected is the equities to rally and perhaps the dollar to weaken, which means an upside move in the euro dollar. We didn't get it. So this is the upside down. We did across bond markets, and we got a slight move in the equities. You know, nowhere near the kind of volume of volatility that we would expect. But the pound dollar, the dollar strengthened pretty much across the board. And yesterday we were talking about the move in the yen. We're also talking about the potential for pullback, and this is your pullback. So yesterday, the strong break to the downside, we've pretty much retraced most of that move now. So this is the pullback we were talking about in the euro yen and pound yen. So we can have a look and see if this market starts to roll back over to the downside. But there is your, there is that sort of door slamming shut on that trade yesterday. And this is what we saw back down here, which is BOJ intervention, strong rally to the downside, and then buyers come in and just take over completely. And that's what looks like it happened. So yesterday we wanted to be in that trade. We couldn't really get into it. We could only really get into a pullback, which we now have. So let's see if the yen starts to strengthen from here. And let's see if the dollar starts to weaken across the board. The dollar Swiss had a really, really strong rally yesterday. So we saw a dollar strengthen against perhaps the euro, for example. So the dollar strengthening yesterday against the euro, but weakening really quite considerably against the Swiss franc, and has been for the last 4 days. So this is, and the reason why this move is strange in favor of the Swiss franc is the fact that the SNB have already begun to cut rates. We saw a 25 basis point rate cut last month. And under a dynamic like that, you'd be looking for a bit of a buy trade in the dollar Swiss, but we've not had that. So again, sometimes these markets can remain illogical far longer than you or I can remain solvent. That's where this price action kind of comes in. So what it does give you is an opportunity. You see, we seem to be working really quite hard for some opportunities, and that's concerning. We want it to be relatively straightforward. So the recent price action is very bearish. We've had a structural failure trade to the downside now in the dollar Swiss, and we're bouncing off the moving averages. So our bias would generally be allowed to pull back, and we get the next leg to the downside, especially if there's more dollar weakness. So again, it's kind of feeding into that. And look at the price action really over the last 20 hours. It's very uninspiring. It does look like we are creating a bit of a floor. But how much confidence do we have in the dollar, especially in a market like this, which is very range bound, it's very up and down. So I think it goes back to, and again, we do have this descending triangle here as well. So we'd probably prefer to be selling below these slightly lower levels. That's probably what we'd prefer to do. But you can see the consolidation across these dollar pairs. Our bias will be to the upside. Yesterday's, we would have expected a reaction kicking yesterday, and it didn't. It's beginning to kick in today. So a bit of a kind of a mixed bag, really, across the dollar pairs. There's a distinct kind of lack of clarity. And like we said, we prefer these trades to just pop off the screen, and we're not getting that, unfortunately. So just to conclude then, looking at the yen, really strong retracement on yesterday's moves. We'll have to wait and see whether there's some yen, potential yen strength there. And we were talking yesterday as well about the need for crude oil to pull back for us to get in, perhaps at higher prices. And we rallied to the downside a little bit yesterday, and we just stuck at those lows. So very, very little kind of momentum down at these lower levels. And now we're seeing, are we going to get a structural failure trade where this price will pull back, or whether we'll just get that next leg to the downside? At least we've got something to work with now, which we didn't. You see, we kind of missed our breakout trade, which was up at the 76.25. And very, very quickly, this market rallied, best part of $2. And then you're waiting for the price to pull back, and it never did. It just kept rallying and making new lows the whole time. So, that was the trade that kind of ran away from us this week. So now it's got a decision to make in terms of what it does next. So we'll take this high. And we'll take this low as well. So we're in a bit of a sideways pattern now. So do we create a structural failure trade and pull back, or will we get the next leg to the downside and we can use the highs as a stop loss? So sometimes being patient can pay off. Horrible price action in gold. Can't make up its mind. We're not willing to get into it until it closes below or basically rallies above. Our bias would be slightly to the upside. And then we're back to the equity markets, which are suggesting we'll squeeze higher, but not really giving us anything to work with. So yesterday we were quite patient because we had this mixed market dynamic. So continuing mixed market conditions as we go into important week for the US jobs market. It is very important. We've had a very negative job opening number. So less jobs available in the US is the first signs of, the potential for some job weakness. Less jobs available, increased unemployment claims, lower ADP and non-farm payroll numbers, they're all feeding into the same kind of narrative. So we've got, it's kind of a mild risk on. Kind of a mild risk on market condition. Right, so mild risk on market conditions as we await. Right, so the backdrop is we've really got mild risk on market conditions post lower than expected JOLT job openings numbers as we await ADP unemployment claims and non-farm payroll numbers. So that's the backdrop. So we've got a bit of a we're looking a little bit more for negative news coming out of these news events. And we've got the first one. Will ADP follow suit? The forecast suggests it will. And as a result, so yesterday we wanted to keep all options open as we were expected weaker jobs data, meaning risk on market condition, indices up, dollar down. Well, we got a little bit of dollar indices up. We didn't get much dollar down. So that was the so we'll be looking for a bit of upside movement in the our bias would be to look for dollar weakness. We haven't really got it yet. A little bit of dollar strength, which is, I don't know, something we've been seeing a lot of. So crude oil weakness. Crude oil has this pullback potential. Don't really like gold. And okay, so look, it's quite. Oops. Okay, so this is our trade plan. We'll let you go now, guys. We'll switch to our European live mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, you're very welcome to. But our market summary is that we've got mild risk on market conditions post lower than expected jolt job opening numbers. As we await ADP, unemployment claims, and non-farm payroll numbers as well. So we've got this risk on dynamic that we're looking for going into this news event, which means indices looking to, if we get an opportunity to get into a buy trade, we'll probably take it. If we start seeing some dollar weakness creep in, we'll probably take maybe one or two opportunities there. Crude oil, we're in this little, we're at this lower end of crude oil. We were saying we're very likely to get these prices back to $70, between 68 and 70, and we're already $72, $73 now, so further downside expected. Potential for the yen to strengthen post this current aggressive pullback, I must admit. Okay, so look, I'll post this into the chat box there for you guys, so you can take it away. You know, there's a theme pretty much building, and we're going to try and take advantage of that theme. So, look, on that note, guys, we'll wrap it up there. Thanks very much for joining us. In terms of narrative, these weaker than expected job numbers feed into this rate pivot narrative, which means risk on, indices higher, dollar lower, and weakening bond yields as well, which is falling into place. So this narrative here on the left-hand side of the screen seems to be coming to the fore. So we'll see if we can get some decent trades off. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. If you are interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetrader.com and feel free to connect with us through our chat box if you need. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Do take care. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye for now.